traditional sales has always relied on typical KPIs that celebrate and reward output instead of outcomes. Now that we see that traditional sales is coming to an end and has reached its due date, it's still a lot of sales organizations and sales and businesses simply rely on vanity KPIs such as number of calls made per day, number of meetings booked. Now, we understand that this is not buyer-centric, and the buyer in that scenario does not have a priority for the sales management. And that's a sad part because, you know, once you put the buyer in the center of everything that you do in your sales organization, success will inevitably come. Because whatever you do is you help the buyer. You help the buyer to make sense of the information that they gather. You help the buyer gather the information. You help the buyer to educate themselves about a solution, about a problem, about a gap in where they are and where they want to be. So we're talking about completely different KPIs that are necessary in order to track success nowadays. That is completely different from let's say, old school, old-fashioned sales strategies and sales tactics. I mean, and everything has to do with how you lead conversation, how you design questions in such a way that you help the buyer go through their own purchasing process, go through their buy cycle. And if you can't do that, then you automatically fall back into traditional KPIs, which will eventually ruin your reputation as a brand, as an organization, as a vendor. So what needs to happen is, as sales managers and sales leaders, we have to enable our sales teams and sales reps to have more meaningful and better conversations by designing questions in such a way and designing the conversation flow in such a way that it serves the buyer. And I've said it before in one of the other podcasts, get rid of the term sales cycle, because the sales cycle is the least important thing. The buyer does not care about your sales cycle. The sales cycle is there purely for the vendor, for sales, to get the buyer through the cycle and do things that you think they should be doing. But once we get rid of the term sales cycle, and once we shift our focus away from the sales cycle towards the buy cycle, that's where the magic happens. That's where results come in, because that's what's important, you know? It's the buy cycle, it's the buyer, the process that the buyer has in place on the buy side to make an acquisition, to make a purchase of a software or a training or coaching or materials, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. So as soon as we map what we do on the sales cycle and what our sales team is doing, once we map that towards or onto the buy cycle, that's where we see a dramatic increase in results. Because now we're not in a position of selling, we are in a position of helping, we are in a position of consulting our potential buyer and advising them on what is best for them. You know, the funny thing is a lot of salespeople are scared and are afraid of saying no, of saying, well, I don't think we're the best fit for you. Why don't you go and check out XYZ? You see, once you can put yourself and your sales team and enable your sales team to get into that position where you say, listen, from what I've heard of the past 10 or 20 minutes, we're not the best fit for you, right? Why don't you check out solution XYZ? This is not us. This is not from us. But I think at your point in time, where you are right now, where you want to go, I think this is the best solution. Once you enable your sales team to be in that position to say no and to suggest maybe even a competitor because they would be a better fit, realize the powerful position that you're in, because you're not having the conversation to close you're not having the conversation to book just another meeting, which might or might not result into the next step. You are using the conversation to really understand what the buyer needs, what their gaps are, what their aspirations are, where they want to go, where there have been issues and challenges in the past. And that's actually the fun part of it. So to all sales leaders and sales managers out there, enable your team and encourage them to say, no, we're not a good fit. And don't just disqualify leads because you are looking at vanity KPIs such as number of leads generated, number of meetings booked, and so forth. Because then what your sales reps will do is disqualify as quickly as possible, hang up and off to the next. And that damages your reputation. I've worked with Fortune 500 companies. I've worked with hyperscalers in the SaaS market. But I also worked with startups and small and medium-sized businesses. So I know that how easily you can burn through a lead list, especially if you bought the lead list. So that makes it very easy for sales management to fall back into these vanity KPIs, into these toxic KPIs, because if they burn through, if my sales team burns through 200 leads, we would just buy 200 more. And that's not the way forward. There's nothing ethical about that. It's really just simply burning leads, burning connections, burning your team, burning your brand. And ultimately, I mean, we know that the average time of a salesperson in a job is roughly 2.5 years. Now take roughly 6 months, 9 months out of the equation for training and getting to the point where they're 100% productive. That leaves you with, let's say, a year and a half. So don't let your sales team burn out and burn through that period of time just because you as management, as a sales leadership, you lay emphasis and great emphasis on these toxic vanity KPIs. So we need to look at change management. We need to change our attitude. We need to change the way we look at sales. We define sales. And we also need to redefine how we as a sales organization in the business position ourselves. Position ourselves within the business, but also position ourselves to other departments, position ourselves in the market. Let me just recap as sales management and sales leadership. If you are dependent on outdated old-fashioned KPIs, such as number of meetings booked, such as number of calls made per day, such as number of leads generated, you will always fall back and fall into the trap of traditional sales. And we've established that traditional sales has reached or is about to reach its due date because of the buying behavior that has changed over the past decades. So sales is, I would say, 5-10 years behind of how buyers prefer to buy right now, especially B2B buyers. That has drastically changed. And so all sales needs to do theoretically is to simply map and provide everything that the buyer needs to make a purchase. But you know, we're creatures of habits, and it's very hard to leave a path behind that has served us so well in the past. So thank you very much for your time today. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.